Kuroskop is one of our great heroes. He is a true person that lived long ago, back before there was a written language among my people, and many of our stories and legends are about him. One of my favorite stories when I was young was a story about Kuroskop and the ghosts that came before him. There were many ghosts that came to try to scare Kuroskop. There were big ghosts, and there were horrible ghosts, and there were ghosts that were terribly ugly. But among them was one little tiny little ghost that wasn't very scary at all. And so Kuroskop took compassion in his heart for this little ghost, because all these ghosts couldn't scare our great hero Kuroskop. But this one little one he felt sorry for, and he pretended to be frightened by him. And so, when the little ghost saw Kuroskop's fear, he took courage in himself, and he stole Kuroskop's pipe and ran off with it. And then Kuroskop sat and thought for a while and decided he didn't know if it was such a good idea to make a big ghost out of such a little ghost. Pajinksquays is a real person, too, and oftentimes the stories that we have of our great heroes includes Pajinksquays. There are many stories about Pajinksquays and Kuroskop. Whereas Kuroskop is a hero to our people, oftentimes Pajinksquays is a witch and a villain. There have been real Pajinksquays that lived among our people. Their name is recorded even in the books of the Europeans that came to see our people, who write about our witchcraft, what they call our witchcraft. But in one story, Pajinksquays comes to Kuroskop, where he sits on his favorite hill. Kuroskop has a beautiful pipe. It's a great big pipe, and it's enough of a pipe that 15 men could smoke it. Kuroskop always loves his pipe. But Pajinksquays says to him, I have a greater pipe, and if my pipe is better than yours, then you must leave this land, and I will take control. And Kuroskop laughs and said, you cannot possibly have a pipe better than mine, for mine is a great pipe, and it's enough of a pipe for 15 men to smoke. And Pajinksquays says, here, see my pipe. And she puts a pound of tobacco in her pipe, so big it is, and she smokes it, and when she lights it up, it is so powerful that the tree that Kuroskop sits next to cracks open. That's how powerful is that pipe. Kuroskop laughs and says, ha, my pipe is better than that. And he loads his pipe with 5 pounds of tobacco, and he smokes it, and so great is his pipe that the earth cracks, and it swallows Pajinksquays, and she doesn't laugh anymore. Kuroskop taught the whales to smoke, even. For when he crossed the Mackinac Straits one time, he bribed a whale with a gift of tobacco to give him a ride on his back. And the whale got Kuroskop halfway out across the straits and said, Kuroskop, now that I have you in the middle of the water, now I will set my price. What I want is your great pipe that I can smoke, and you must show me how to smoke it before I'll take you to the other side. And so it was. Kuroskop had to give his great pipe to the whale and teach him how to smoke it. And you can look out any time you see whales and you see them blowing smoke in the air. That's how they learn to smoke their pipes.